With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the second episode of Puckle's Battlecast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, and I'm here today with my wonderful co-host,
Shamu,
and Sublime.
And we are here to bring you, as I said, another episode of Puckle's Battlecast, the monthly show where, hopefully monthly, where we get to talk about a competitive battling topic. Typically, we go over the metas and how everything's going in those particular metas. This week, we are going to be talking about the overused or OU meta as set up by Smogon. So dig right in, guys. Hopefully you enjoy it. So, but without further ado, let's just get right into it. So overused, I know Sublime is, mostly playing VGC, and Shamu, you haven't played much post-bank OU, from my understanding.
No, we experienced a little bit when we were testing some teams and such, but yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, you haven't talked about it. You haven't played too much. I've played a significant portion because I test all of the teams that we do for the patrons and stuff like that. And so I was, I've had some experience with it in the past month and a half since, bank dropped. And I have to say, it's pretty much, this is where Sublime's gonna like it as well. It's pretty much the OU meta of Gen 6 with a few slight tweaks. And those slight tweaks are caused by every Pokemon that I believe is prominent in VGC right now. Like, no joke. Like, things like the Tapus. That's probably the biggest one. You have the Tapus who are doing things. You have the, what else is prominent right now? Electric types all over the place. Alolan Marowak is still big in OU. Unsurprisingly. It's one of the better Pokemon.
Good defensive typing, too. Resist Fairy, got Lightning Rod just in case for the electrics. And plus, you have either defensive or you can just throw a Stick Club on, but I think defensive is probably more prominent just because otherwise it's not going to take much.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, especially defensive Marowak, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah, just because Moonblast and
definitely. There's been a few slight shakeups. If we go through the tier list here, So Smogon also does a viability rankings for the Pokemon in each tier. These are updated quite frequently. I'm not sure how frequently, but it's something like at least once a week. And so you can always check these out. If you just go on Showdown and you click the OU chat room, you can always check these out. You can look at the viability, see what the best Pokemon in the format are right now. Right now in S rank, there are four Pokemon. You have Greninja, regular Greninja, not Ash Greninja. You have Lando T, Metagross, Mega Metagross, and Faramosa. So these are all pretty big. I mean, I'm also not surprised. Landorus is still there. And it's actually a problem. Shamu and I were actually talking about this not too long ago. Landorus is kind of a problem now, more so than it had been in the past. Just because...
It's just a Z move. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's Supersonic Sky Strike. It's literally that. Landorus,
not even just for Landorus' case anyway. It's just Supersonic Sky Strike on any flying type is just deadly. Even like Phalamence.
Mm-hmm. Anything with a flying stab and I would say flying stab and speed boost and attack boost. Lando T typically runs, I think, right now.
Even then.
I think Lando T currently runs Earthquake, Stone Edge, Fly, or not Earthquake, Stone Edge. It's like Earthquake, Fly, Rock Polish, Swords Dance, And then you get that's the standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run double dance Lando, because that gives you, if you get double dance Lando, there's literally nothing that somebody can do unless you're running ice shard on something. And because if you can use super sky,
take one.
Yeah, supersonic sky strike takes out most of the meta right now. Just flying types in general are really good right now. And I haven't played too much with Beach Roll yet. I know that just came out this past Tuesday, and I'm not sure where that fits in quite yet. But we'll see.
Because you still see the standard Lando, like, or like defensive rocks, or just absolutely pivot type thing and scarf. You still see those, but it's just the fact that now we have this option of double dance, one hit kill, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing with supersonic sky strike is we don't have enough solid like rock types or Pokemon to resist it, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main problem. It's literally the reason Metagross is like top tier right now.
And like, I think part of the problem with it on Lando T specifically is its typing beats everything that resists flying, because like the only two types that resist flying are three types. There's electric, steel, and rock, and its ground stab beats all of those.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, Lando, I'm really surprised, honestly, that it hasn't been suspect tested yet, just because of supersonic sky strike, like in general. Or even Flynium Z for that matter, just something like that being, but you know that they really liked, to suspect test Doug Trio. And that's a nice segue to the next thing I wanted to talk about. they suspect tested Doug Trio a few weeks ago. It did not go through. It did not get banned, because I think the biggest problem is, and not to like knock anybody who's really into the Smogon community, but I really don't think they like non-predictable, like, situations. Like, they know the outcome of what happens when Doug Trio comes in. For those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, Doug Trio has this ability, Arena Trap, which prevents you from switching unless you're a ghost type, I believe, or you have
Levitate. It might be ghost or flying. For,
I think it's ghost flying.
Flying avoids Arena Trap.
Arena, but some different,
like, trapping abilities have different mechanics for getting out.
Yeah. So you can only do that really with... So Doug Trio comes in and he traps most of the meta right now. And he can typically take something out with it. If you run a Focus Sash. We talked about this on the show last week as well. We highlighted Doug Trio. And even the patrons know, because I put a Doug Trio on their team this past month as well. So Doug Trio is definitely, I mean, they tried to ban it for the exact same reason in Generation 6 Diglett was suspect tested in Little Cup. Like, no joke, the people were super salty about Diglett coming in and just getting kills all the time. And so they suspect this to Diglett, and Diglett didn't get banned. This is 100% the exact same situation. I think Doug Trio is incredibly balanced. Its defenses are garbage. And if you're not running Focus Sash, it's going to get one-hit KO'd. And yeah, you're going to lose something, and it works really well with all the electric types that are in the meta right now, but... I don't know. I think Doug Trio is a fantastic Pokemon to try out if you haven't already. Like, use him while he's here.
It's a good utility. That's what it is. Yeah. It's like, hey, you've got like, electric types can kind of destroy you, and you need something just to get rid of them. Here you go.
Oh, that's also something that you need to worry about just in general right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the same way in VGC. I think Alolan Marowak takes that role, right, Sublime? Like, to take electric types. Yeah.
But you need to have an answer to electric types.
Yeah, I feel like Alolan Marowak typically fills that role. Maybe even Garchomp to some extent. Yeah.
But even then, too, like, it could just also, like, hey, you have a problem with Magnezone? Oh, look. Dugtrio. Magnezone can't really do anything to Dugtrio anyways.
No, Magnezone.
Except it was Flash Cannon.
Magnezone, when does someone say they have a problem with Magnezone, though?
You've got, like, three steel types for some reason. Magnezone's a threat at that point.
Magnezone's a pretty big threat right now. I don't know.
He's had like a fantastic year.
Yeah.
But Magnezone's been around, like, he's the same Magnezone he's always
been. Oh, yeah.
Been.
Oh, yeah, no.
The meta around him has changed to make him more valuable.
No, you're 100% right. Nothing has changed about Magnezone, even in OU right now. But right now, he's just really valuable because of Celesteela. You have Magearna. You have Scissor. You have all of these steel types that are up there, mostly because, again, supersonic sky strike, you're looking for something to resist that. And, I mean, the only
and
good...
fairies.
Yeah, and fairies. And so you're just like, oh, well, Magnezone handles all of that really well. And yeah, no, he can trap again with magnetic pull. Again, this goes back to that Patreon team Shamu and I just made.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. That's why. I'm just like,
no, you're one of, we played that team has a lot of like really big meta threats right now.
I mean
you're looking at Skarmory. That's an issue right now. Skarmory's all over the place right now. I mean, so is Ferrothorn. Ferrothorn's back with a vengeance. Don't even get me started. it's just, there are so many Pokemon right now that I'm just not surprised by the meta and the way it is.
Has Skarmory's popularity dampened at all with the introduction of Celesteela or no?
I would say, actually. I think it's actually gone up, not because of Celesteela. I don't think it's because of Celesteela or any relation to that. I think it's because steel types just have a major advantage right now in the meta. Until we get to that, like, because one, Tapu's, so you have fairy type got a major boost in Gen 6, or in Gen 7, I should say. I was actually just talking to Gator about that recently. Because we were talking about, it actually had to do with the trivia questions for the show last week, when we were asking about the experience points and everything. And it turns out Altaria, and he's like, Altaria is one of these Pokemon that, has the lowest experience cap. And he's just like, well, I'm like, yeah, people, the only one that's there that anybody cares about is Melodic. And he's just like, well, Altaria too. People care about that. I'm like, not so much anymore. Because Fairy got such a big boost this gen. So, I mean, things like Altaria, that's out. Like, I wouldn't expect Mega Altaria once we get Altarianite to,
it'll see a bit of play, like, initially, just because hype. It's a thing.
But I don't think it's going to do well.
It's probably not going to stay, because you got...
Didn't it have, like, super high viability?
Before, it was fairly high.
It was all right.
I thought it had, like, the highest viability.
No, it wasn't S.
No? Interesting.
It wasn't S.
It was S.
Maybe
like...
A-. Maybe A-.
A-, B+.
Yeah.
I remember S was just like, it was like four Pokemon that stayed there like the entire time. I think one of them was like Charizard X.
One of them was Clefable.
Clefable was there for a little bit. And then I think at the end it was there as well.
Yeah.
And then Charizard X.
Charizard X was like A+ S rank. There's one other. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Lando.
I thought it was Altaria because of its unpredictability. That's just what I thought I heard at some point.
No, initially, Altaria is not that great.
Initially,
I was very fascinated that it was OU, because I didn't think it was anything special. It certainly never was anything special in the VGC, but it's very interesting to see how something can be successful in one format and not in the other.
Yeah, no. I mean, that speaks to a lot of things. I mean, I think you could look at both formats and you could just tell that there's a remarkable difference, but... We can save that for another show. there's a huge difference between that, and we have. I don't know. I think there's some good things in Altaria. Like we said, it just isn't. It was good. It was all right. I mean, I ran a team. Shamu and I built a team at the end of Gen 6 with it on it. I don't think Altaria was the star of that show. I really think it was Krokun.
Krokun's such. It's so like I don't. It's not bad. It's just like what it does is just it does the same thing over and over again, and it just works no matter what you do.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's so bad that it's predictable.
It's predictable, but nobody can do anything about it.
It shouldn't work, but it does.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when it happens, like I know this is gonna happen, but I couldn't even do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not a threat because like I could send a Raikou and probably kill it one shot, but it's like, oh my god. I can't even
I think a good way to summarize the meta right now would be, well, we dropped things like we had a rise in fairies through the Tapus and through I think there were a couple other fairies that might have made a breakthrough.
Mimikyu?
I'm not sure. Mimikyu's all right. It's not great.
It's a
one trick pony, but it's still got
this.
Like it.
Yeah.
It works still.
Magearnum.
Magearna is good.
Magearna's good. I will say Magearna is good.
Magearna is like that thing is frighteningly. I can't even speak. Whatever. It's scary.
Yeah, because he's so scared he can't speak. You have that.
I just thought that was like
you have like a lot of fairies. You see this rise in fairies at the same time without Talonflame there. You see a lot of things that would have been good without Talonflame. Because it got nerfed so hard with the Gale Wings no longer 100% giving you priority all the time. That's a huge thing. One thing that I think is a huge problem in OU right now that I think if somebody could find a solution to, would definitely change the meta entirely. Which, I mean, we're only, I think, into real Pokebank, like with the cartridges, with everybody caring about it, we're only about a month and a half in. So there's definitely a lot of time for this to shift. Because unlike VGC, OU is going to have a lot more time to process. So we're gonna see some shifts in it, but I think speed control right now is a big thing that's missing. Yeah. I would like to see maybe not Tailwind. I don't think Tailwind's that good in OU in singles. Much better in doubles in VGC. But yeah. I think if we could see some more sticky web users. I do see the problem with sticky web users is you know who's using sticky web. That's the thing. It's super easy to predict sticky web because if you see a Galvantula, its job is sticky web. You see a Smeargle, you know there's going to be sticky web.
It's Shuckle, Smeargles, Galvantula,
mm-hmm.
the very uncommon Levani, and then like I think Masquerain gets it too.
Yeah, but nobody's running Masquerain.
Like no one's running Levani, but it's still there here and there.
Like Ariados and Krikatoon are not going to see use just for sticky web.
Krikatoon, you're not going to see use of Krikatoon, all right? I tried that in early Doodly sixth whoop. Gen. Oh, it was drop the base. It was just technician with a choice band. I think it was so bad, but
that sounds awful.
It is bad. It's bad.
I mean, I think speed control. Once you find somebody, I mean, even Thundurus. I'm really surprised we don't see a lot of Thundurus.
So, Thundurus and Tapu Koko.
Yeah,
that's actually four. And I'm like, I want to test that out. It sounds so much fun.
I think more Thunder Wave. Like, you get some Thunder Wave in there, and you got some speed control. The problem is that doesn't work on a lot of the ground types, which you're going to see. Because I mean, Zygarde's really prominent right now.
Then again, just run a a Glare Superior.
That would be really good, honestly. Glare Superior is probably something to think about. Superior in general last gen was a lot of fun to play with, and I haven't tried it yet. So I mean, maybe that's the next team, you know.
I'm just thinking like running that with, but just drop a Dragon Pulse because honestly, at this point, I don't see much of a use for Dragon Pulse.
No, Dragon Pulse doesn't make sense right now because of the
just
lack
run
of
fire or HP ground. Actually, if you want either work.
I agree with you. I 100% agree.
It really depends on what you want to wall you at that point, though, because if you do HP fire, Heatran walls you. If you do HP ground,
HP ground, and you pair it with something like Magnezone.
Yeah,
I think that would be the way to go. Partner. You pair it with Magnezone because then Magnezone can help take out the rest of those threats, such as Scissor, which is going to come with the Bullet Punch and stuff like that. Heatran's still somewhat of a problem, but
we can figure something out too later on too. Like you can always make a team around it.
I kind of want to now, wink, wink. Honestly. I kind of want to.
Nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. Yeah, we totally won't pick just like three of those and hand those to the patrons.
Magnezone, Superior, and Thunderous. There you go.
Yeah. Take your pick. Which one do you want a team filter?
It doesn't matter. We're doing all three here.
So we have... I mean, OU's definitely shaped. It's starting to shape, and it's really nice. Like I said, without Talonflame, you see some things rise, like Volcarona. I love that it's A- minus rank right now. It's nuts.
Pretty good. For the same reason that Heatran went away, because of Bloom Doom.
Oh my gosh, Heatran with Bloom Doom? Don't even get me started. We talked about it on the show before this.
Let's just slowly go over all the Pokemon that are in that Pinsir team.
I want to save that for the second half of the show.
Okay. Because we already went over two, pretty much.
Yeah, we talked about them briefly. By accident. But that Pinsir team was a lot of fun. I will say that. And I've been working on some other stuff there because, like we said, Charizard X is still really good. A lot of these Pokemon aren't running different sets compared to what they used to.
It's just like maybe one move or like, hey, we're running this to make it like pair both a Z move, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're looking at things like Charizard X, and there's no change. He still runs Dragon Dance, and he runs two moves, Roost / Earthquake, you know? That's not different. You're looking at Excadrill. Excadrill doesn't do anything different. You're looking at things like... I mean, there's so many Pokemon that don't do too many different things. I think this is one of the easiest metas to kind of slide into if you were good in Gen 6. Yeah. If you like, this isn't like the change that we saw going from Gen 5 to Gen 6. where we had like a major paradigm shift in Pokemon with the Megas and with the fairy typing. And that was a completely different beast. Going from Gen 5 to Gen 6, completely different. Here, this is much more of a more gradual change. You see a lot of the same Pokemon. Greninja's back, which I find I find that befuddling right now. Why Greninja is OU and not banned. I mean, I can't run Aegislash, you know? But I can run Greninja.
I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on Greninja myself. It's just like,
I still think it's just as unpredictable as it was. The reason it was banned originally in Gen 6 was that Greninja had just a large move pool, and it was OU until Auraz came out. Let's make that clear. And it was when it got access to Gunk Shot. That is 100% what got it banned.
Yeah. And so what happened?
It still has that problem.
The four move slot syndrome. Mm-hmm. So essentially, like, for it to be perfect, it needed like an extra move. But then again, we got Gunk Shot, which essentially solved that issue, so it could pretty much take on anything it faced, which is why it got banned.
And with Protean, it makes it hard to take out, you know?
Exactly. It got stab on everything it used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were ways of dealing with it, but like the only thing that were like walling it were like Alolamola, and that was still 3 KO'd by Gunk Shot or Hydro or something.
Exactly.
And it was like,
it's awful.
It was, and I don't know what, I'm trying to think of what we have now exactly that walls it completely. Like, nothing's coming off the top of my head that like
Greninja is really rough to play around.
Yeah. You can do it.
The big thing to do with it is you need to still have something Choice Scarf to be able to take it out.
Yeah.
Very easily. So, I mean, anything like Lando T with a setup can do it. But then again, we're just talking about S rank members that can take it out. Another answer to it is literally Dugtrio. It can't get out of a Dugtrio arena trap. And Dugtrio can usually do some damage to it.
Faramosa, like, hard counters it in a 1v1. Just because Lucian would kill it one shot anyways, most likely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it to a point where life orb would kill, or depending if it's Ash Greninja, it's not really much of a problem anyway.
Oh, Ash Greninja is not a big deal. I think Greninja with Protean is the bigger deal.
Yeah,
I think because even those are in different ranks. I mean, you have Ash Greninja at A+ as opposed to A, but I honestly don't think it's that good. I look at the A+ rank and I'm like, are you sure that's A+? I think the only one there that I could say is A+ is maybe Tapu Lele that they have right now. Now they have Ash Greninja, Celesteela, Tapu Lele, and Zygarde. I do not think all of those are A+ rank. I believe that Tapu Lele is.
I can kind of see Zygarde, but I feel like it's more of an A than an A+.
Exactly. I don't think it's an A+.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zygarde's got some utility. I personally really like bulky Zygarde.
That's generally what's ran. You just run a coil setup. Like,
you run the coil setup.
That's why you use Zygarde.
Yeah. It's so much fun, though.
Otherwise, why are you not using Garchomp?
The reason you're using Zygarde is 1,000 exactly. arrows. Perfectly
thousand
honest.
Arrows.
It's not even bulky or not. It's just 1,000 arrows.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, really the only difference what comes down to is extreme speed or toxic, and if you're running a more defensive spread or a more offensive spread, as far as I'm aware of, you don't run D-Dance. D-Dance isn't really worth it.
No, you run Coil.
Thousand arrows, Coil sub, plus extreme speed or toxic, depending on what you want to deal with.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, it's definitely a ground dragon type, so the typing's good. It's just like Garchomp, but the difference is, like Shamu said, 1,000 arrows. That makes a huge difference. That hits Celesteela, that hits a number of the steel types out there.
You
are
not. Nothing walls you.
Yeah, it hits. Yeah, it hits Skarmory. I mean, and if you got Coil and Substitute, you're just golden with most of the threats. So the only thing to watch out for is Tapu.
Yeah. Oh, Lele's scary.
Lele is scary to Zygarde. Tapu Koko is somewhat scary as well.
Not as much, but it
could run Dazzling Gleam, and it could do.
It's not very common anymore, last I checked.
No, it's not, like, but it like still can.
It can, yeah.
And is Therium particularly popular on Tapu Koko?
No, I think that's a VGC thing. The Twinkle Tackle. I think that's definitely a VGC thing.
Because that would be a solution to that, but that's very prominent as a option on Tapu Koko in the VGC now.
Yeah, and OU, I don't think you want to run. I don't think you want to waste the item slot on Tapu Koko with that. Tapu Koko really needs that little extra oomph. So you definitely go like Life Orb. I think Assault Vest is also an option right now. Magnet's a huge. Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I can see it. I definitely see it.
I think Assault Vest is an option. I think I saw that set.
It's a pivot. It really, at this point, it's being used as a pivot with. It's like you turn.
I mean,
Toxapex. Like,
Toxapex is a good pivot as well.
Oh, Toxapex is a fantastic pivot.
It is
because essentially it pretty much 1v1 stalls like everything almost. Yeah. Like even stuff like, hey, you have Earthquake. I take less than half from that. It's like outrageous.
And with Haze, it's even better. Oh my god.
Yeah. Gosh. Oh, Haze. It's probably the best hazer we've had.
Oh, it's definitely one of the best hazing.
Like the only other one that's like close. In my opinion, is Quagsire just because of unaware. Because essentially, you don't take anything, and then you just haze it away.
Yeah.
So it's like, free.
Quagsire.
It's not good, really.
It's not good. It's not, it was never really good.
It was a good core with the Charizard X and old 6th gen.
Don't lie to yourself.
It worked. I used that thing, and it worked very well.
I know. Oh my gosh, Quagsire is still OU.
It's unaware, really. It's unaware in the fact that it's just toxic cover and just that's about it.
Unaware. One of the things I am sad about is Zerkatree is definitely not as viable.
It's a one trick pony, really.
You know what it's gonna do. It's gonna do one of two things. It's either gonna be Z Hypnosis or Choice Scarf. Like that. Those are your options. And you choose your poison. See which one you like. Because I think, what's the third set? Tail Glow is the third set.
Yeah,
nobody runs Tail Glow.
Yeah,
You see a lot of people on low ladder that try to run Z Hypnosis Tail Glow, and it's just like just stop.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
but it's not worth it.
And then you go Dugtrio, and Dugtrio just cleans up. Dugtrio.
They're trying to do Double Dance Lando, but it's just bad.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It really just doesn't. Let's see. I think I don't know if there's anything else I really want to mention in the overall meta and talking about where we are right now. Is there anything you want to add, Shamu? Anything else prominent?
I'm trying to think. Really, like what we're just really waiting on is just the Mega Stones at this point. Once we have all of those, we'll have.
No, I really like that. It's kind of like DLC for the meta.
Yeah, I do like that. Like, oh, now we have a Mega Mall. Oh, Mega Mawile.
We have Mega Mawile, and that's not OU. That's OU right now.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited for that.
I'm excited too. I didn't get to use it that much, but
I'm pretty excited for it.
I remember seeing it like just destroy teams. Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried, but like honestly, I would just say the biggest threat right now in the meta, in my honest opinion, is Lele. It's just the fact that you're a nuke.
Oh yeah, no Lele.
You are a little floating egg shaped nuke.
Choice Scarf Lele is still good even after pre-bank. It is fantastic. I don't know what else you would be running on it other than Scarf. I don't think there's a good set outside of that.
Really, like the only way would be like with Sticky Web, and that would be just like specs, but it's not worth.
Even then, Sticky Web just is so gimmicky to me.
It is so
gimmicky.
Well, to start running String Shot.
Yeah. I agree.
Is it String Shot two stages now?
I
want to check now. I just thought about like that.
I think you're right. But even then, I wouldn't run String Shot. I would rather run like something. I would rather run Thunder Wave. I would much rather run Thunder Wave.
It is two stages though. But I kind of want to make Charger Bug meta. I tried, and then I used one that wasn't even. It was just random. It wasn't even. Trained.
I was there.
It wasn't even the right one. I had like four of them in my box that were like in preparation.
I was there.
I know. Right. One other thing I was thinking about when we were talking, I didn't get a chance to think of it. Mm-hmm. And Lanarty does this better still in my opinion.
Okay.
But Excadrill could get really scary with Swords Dance and
Aerial
Lace.
Absolutely.
Can you get flying? You can get Supersonic Sky Strike on an Excadrill with Sand Rush because Aerial Lace.
It gets Aerial Ace?
I believe it does. I might be wrong.
I don't believe you. We're gonna double check right now. We're fact checking.
I remember like looking at
here at the Puckle Battlecast. We no.
It gets Aerial Ace.
No, I don't believe it's via TM.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's nuts. I don't know what to say to that.
It gets super strong. Guy struck at 120 BP, which isn't that strong as Lando.
Yeah, but that's still really good.
I think that speaks to like the biggest change to Gen 7 from Gen 6 is that with the introduction of Z moves, you now have anything that can become a lure much more easily.
Yeah, I know 100%. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment after the break. But yeah, no, you're 100% correct. Z moves have definitely made a lot of unexpected things happen.
It can also make like coverage moves just like, okay, you have Thunderbolt for coverage. Oh, that Thunderbolt can now be like a Thunder.
Yep.
Not
essentially. Not, like, essentially, you could say like you can have a move on there that's just meant for
dealing with
coverage.
One thing.
Yeah,
really, and killed it anyways.
It's really useful on those Pokemon that only had like three good moves prior.
Yeah.
You're just like, well, he gets Grass Knot, so that means he can use Bloom Doom. Or in the case of just like we just mentioned, Excadrill. Oh, it gets Aerial Ace, so it can use Supersonic Sky Strike. And these are you would never have run an Excadrill with Aerial Ace before. This sounds actually intriguing on the part of Shamu.
Heatran with Bloom Doom as well.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk some more about that.
Fantastic.
Just wait till after the break. Actually, we should take a break right now. We're at about the half hour mark, so we'll take a short break here, guys, and we'll come right back at you with our Rate My Team section. So we are gonna catch you on the flip flop.
Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co., your number one source for outdoor Pokemon pavilions and parties. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co., weddings, parties, funerals, elections, contests, we've got you covered at Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co., Primal Groudon, Primal Kyogre, they don't stand a chance against Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co. Manaphy Canopy and Lantern Lighting Co., located across the street from...
And welcome back, guys. We're going to jump into Puckle's Battlecast, Rate My Team. So this week we don't have a team, obviously, because it's the first issue of this. If you do want to send in a team for us to look at, just send an email to PucklePodcast@gmail.com with your team. Tell us what meta it's for so we can go over it and kind of dive into the meta there as well. So this week what we're actually going to do is we're going to go over the Patreon team, the team that Shamu and I built for the patrons. So we're gonna dive on into that, and there's actually a few good things in it. I'm pretty excited to talk about it. So let's jump in. So this team was first and foremost built around Pinsir. Let's make that clear. Mega Pinsir, obviously, because Pinsir itself is garbage. So we have Pinsir. You run 252 attack, 252 speed. You better be running this thing jolly as well. I have seen a few sets floating around that run an Adamant. I would suggest against it because, as I said, speed is a real big thing right now. And this lets you outrun Lando T without any boost or anything. So definitely do that because, like we said, we were talking with Supersonic Sky Strike, how that is a really good move because there's very few things that resist flying right now. And Pinsir can do a lot of the same things that things with Supersonic Sky Strike could do. Because you have access to Return, which is a base power 120, or no, it's a little bit higher than 120, isn't it?
It's because it's base, Return is like 102, and then you have the Aerialate boost and Stab, so it's like...
Yeah, it's pretty high.
It's like 130, I think, 135 maybe, I'm not doing the math exactly, but it's above 120.
And yeah, I can see that.
With no drawback.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
you just like click it, it's just spammable.
Mm-hmm. It's a very spammable move. So we have that. So keep that in mind when you're doing it. But on top of that, I used to run Earthquake on these pre-bank, mostly because there weren't too many issues with Celesteela. You had other options to take care of it. But pre-bank, post-bank, you definitely want to run close combat. That takes out that makes you that lets you take out things such as Skarmory, things like Celesteela. It's not a huge thing. I think once you get a Swords Dance up with this Pinsir, we should say the moveset. It's Quick Attack, Return, Close Combat, Swords Dance. When you get that Swords Dance up, you do really well. You do incredibly well. Now, one of the things when you're running Pinsir, I think is one of the big things. You have to really watch out for rocks. It's going to take super effective damage from rocks, regardless of whether or not it's mega evolved. You've got something like so you're going to take at least half when it's mega evolved, 25% when it's not.
So you're taking a quarter to half your HP no matter what, which is not huge. Good, and you have no recovery.
Pinsir takes a lot of things. Mega Pinsir will take things such as a bullet punch, or no, actually a meteor mash from a lot of Metagross.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody really knows this. Let me double check the calc, but
it's got 100 base defense at least as a plain Pinsir.
Yeah, so. Mega Pinsir is surprisingly bulky. Bulkier than you think it should be, I should say. I shouldn't say...
Defensively, I would say, too. Like, maybe not... Especially if it's got, like, 70...
Yeah,
plain. But let me see if I can find Mega Pinsir stats.
I've got it here. Let's see. I don't know what his base is off the top. Oh, base defense is 100 of Mega Pinsir.
Oh, so it doesn't get a defense increase.
No, I don't believe so. But so Metagross Mega Metagross with no boost, Jolly Mega Metagross, I should say, will do only up to 66% with Meteor Mash against a Mega Pinsir. That Mega Pinsir does some work, guys. It does some work. You know, Pinsir can't do too much to it. It can do close combat, which is 39-40%, somewhere in that range. But if you get the Swords Dance up, if you get that Swords Dance up, you're looking at 79%. Yeah, that's a 2-hit KO on a Mega Metagross. And unfortunately, you're not faster than it. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But Mega Pinsir does do some work. Just let that be known. It does some work, and it can take a couple hits. So that's what we base the team around. So you have to think of support. Like we said, you're looking at Stealth Rock. So one of the best defoggers in the meta right now is actually Tapu Fini. And you also need a fairy type. Any team now needs a fairy type, just to kind of deter things.
And another thing that Fini does for the team as well, which is nice, it has Misty Surge, so you can't get burned or paralyzed.
Exactly.
So that prevents that. So it's kind of like supports your Pinsir sweep, really.
Yeah. So this Tapu Fini has the move Surf Nature's Madness, which is really nice because it can really break some walls if that's an issue.
Because essentially you're doing half to anything no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
And on top of that, you add in Taunt, so you can stop other people from setting up, and you get Defog just to get rid of hazards, like the intended purpose was. We were running, I believe in this case, 248 HP, 184 in defense. I forget what the benchmark was for that. 16 in special defense. I almost remember the benchmark for that one. And then you just dump the rest in speed, so you can outspeed some stuff.
The speed was, it was a speed creep on something.
I remember we were doing speed creep.
like, originally it was like 48 or something like that. Yeah, and then it's
we were doing speed creeps.
That was pre-bank, and then like post-bank, it's just like, oh, it's out speeds. I wish I had that up still.
Yeah, me too. Unfortunately.
But also, side note, probably cover this first. Do not run Scald on Tapu Fini.
Oh,
don't
please.
Run Scald, because your own Misty Surge will cancel the burn factor. So essentially, you're just wasting 10 BP when you can just run Surf and just hit it for 90.
Well,
so, were people running Scald on VGC before?
No, here's the reason why you should consider Scald.
No, there is a reason. Because, yeah.
There's one
there is Tapu a reason Bulu? To consider it. No, for Tapu Fini. Because of all of the Pokemon that aren't grounded.
That's a thing, I guess, but really...
Right, like, all flying types, right? You can burn a Skarmory. You can burn...
Well, Tapu Bulu is the other thing as well. Because if Tapu Bulu switches in on Tapu Fini... You can actually take out, or you have a 30% chance to burn the Tapu Bulu on the switch in.
Right, and since it's only like a 10 BP difference, to have that 30% burn chance for so many things that aren't going to be grounded and affected by your terrain effect, there is still like merit.
There is a merit, but actually, I just noticed something really bad with what I said a bit. So, Pinsir becomes flying type.
Yeah, so yeah, Misty Terrain doesn't affect it. You learn this very quickly if you're running Mega Pinsir on a team with Tapu Lele, because Tapu Lele will use a Psychic Surge, and I know some people get scared of, like, they're like, that Lycanroc, Lycanroc's not really that big anymore, but can't use Accelerock against me. Yes, it can. Let that be noted. Flying type, if you're not grounded, you do not get affected by the terrains. And I think that's, the terrains are still, like, even, the game's been out how long now? It's been out for, like, 4 months. And people still get tripped up by terrains and their mechanics.
It's just, like, a mentality, because, like, you just see the terrain activate, and it's like, oh, it just affects the whole field.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
Like, oh, affect the Pokemon. No, mm-hmm. They
exactly.
Are tricky. So, I don't know. I guess it prevents our Pinsir from being burned or paralyzed before Megas. I guess.
Sure, whatever. we actually ran a Hypercutter Pinsir in this case as well, just because of the stat drops from something that might use try to intimidate it or something.
Lando switched yeah. It. It actually worked for us once with Lando.
Yeah, it like, did. I remember we thought we were just so amazed.
Oh, it worked. It did something. Cool.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So the next mon on this. So you have Tapu Fini. Tapu Fini isn't scared of too much actually. It's just
like heavy electric, grass, poison type stuff,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, you'd be worried about poison types, so we're just like, well, let's run a steel type.
let's run two steel types.
Well, we originally were just like, let's run a steel type and start this grass, fire, water core, you know? And so we're just like, Heatran. Heatran, in my personal opinion, is one of the best Pokemon in the meta right now. And I guess Smogon agrees, because it's still a viability. So... But my favorite set is, I think it's the most popular one, though I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know if I think that, because no one knows what it does still. Yeah, like, no one expects it, even though it's the most common.
We've talked about this on the show before, but this Grassium Z Heatran. This is what Sublime was mentioning at the beginning, in the segment prior about, Z moves really changing things with coverage. And this is an excellent example, because before Heatran couldn't do a lot to water types like Suicune or Tapu Fini if they were to switch in until we had things like Z moves. And so you give him Grassium Z and you load him up with Solar Beam, you load him up with Fire Blast, Earth Power, and we gave him Hidden Power Electric for even more fun times.
it was Mantine, wasn't it? That was the reason we put it on there.
We did it for Mantine, but it worked on a lot of things, surprisingly. Yeah. Because sometimes Solar Beam gets eaten up by some of the bulkier water types. I think even Tapu Fini might be able to take a Bloom Doom. Depending on the investment.
Yeah.
And I know that I've used Hidden Power Electric to kind of just finish things off. which is really nice to have. But we were running just max special attack, max speed, Heatran, nothing special here. Timid, of course. I don't think we were running any natures that boosted attack or special attack on this team. Speed is just so important right now.
It was just speed. Everything was plus speed except for Fini.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had a plus speed boosting nature.
Yeah, so we have this Heatran here. It does work. I mean... So, like Sublime said, like, catch things off guard with these Z-moves. And so one of the things that people are going to do when you have Heatran in, if they have something like a Greninja or a Tapu Fini or any water type in the back, they are just going to be like, this wall's Heatran, right? This is the part where it kind of takes some skill. We should probably do an episode on prediction at some point, just in general, in Pokemon. But we need to... this is where prediction really comes into play. And you predict the switch into the water type mon, and you just click Bloom Tomb, and you get an instant KO. And I've had a lot of rage quits after that happened.
That's one of those kind of moments where it's just like, this is stupid, and they just quit.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, who would run Bloom Tomb on Heatran? I'm like, sorry that it worked. So I mean, Heatran was fantastic though. It is one of the better mons right now. So in the next slot, we actually originally
had... Did we cover the moves?
Yeah, I already spoke about the moves.
Okay.
I mean, Fire Blast is your fire type cover.
Yeah.
You resist fairy types really well in general because of your typing. Earth Power is there for, again, coverage on other steel types.
Smogon said Magma Storm over Fire Blast, which can be used if you want, but it was just like...
The lower accuracy, I just
you have
100
damage for 75 accuracy compared to Fire Blast, which is 110 for 85, and the only real difference is you're not trapping for whatever and doing the extra damage, but it's like...
On this team, we didn't need it because of all of the other trapping that was going on, right?
Yeah.
Because the next mon, we originally had a Moongus in this slot.
Fire Blast damage.
Yeah. We originally had a Moongus in the next slot because we wanted to fill out the Grass, Fire, Water Core, but it turned out that we were having issues with Skarmory. And mostly Skarmory. Things like Skarmory. Celesteelo, not so much. But Skarmory, for the most part, was just becoming a pain. And so we're just like, well, we need the anti-Skarmory. And the answer is Magnezone. Because it traps Skarmory, it will KO Skarmory. So what we're running here is just the Choice Scarf variant. Magnezone, as Sublime said earlier, has just never changed. Don't go a change in Magnezone. So we're running Choice Scarf, Magnet Pool, with Thunderbolt, Volt Switch, Flash Cannon, Hidden Power, Fire, with 252 special attack, 252 speed, and of course, a speed boosting nature, because that is the meta right now. You need speed boosting natures. So, yeah. This works surprisingly well. It does what it needs to do. It traps steel types. It takes them out. Yeah, I mean, that is what it's meant to do. If you don't see any steel types on your opponent's team, it makes a really good Pokemon if you need to come to a time when you need to sack something. But it does what it needs to do. It does its job. That was its job. Take out steel types. Profit.
Take out steel type your electric hitter. Like, just to deal with it flying, really.
Exactly. So the next one, Dugtrio. We already spoke about this a little bit prior in the show. You run max attack, max speed. Again, jolly nature. You're just going Focus Sash, Arena Trap, Earthquake, Sucker Punch, Stone Edge, Stealth Rocks. Stealth Rocks is actually the odd man out here.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people run Stealth Rocks on Dugtrio. Now, the reason I ran this set is because I used to play Little Cup. 100% why this set is the way it is. Because this is literally my little Diglett from Little Cup all grown up. And if you look on Smogon, I think they actually replaced Stealth Rocks with Reversal, which is actually a decent idea.
Yeah, or you could even do Pursuit because Ghost types aren't affected by Arena Trap.
Exactly.
So if, like, you want to hit a Gengar, that would do a lot of damage to Gengar.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be too worried about that in my opinion.
I'm not saying it's going to happen a lot, but it's an option. It's like if you're really scared of it, you could do that.
I think the rocks are just a much more consistent ideology.
Oh, they are.
What typically happens is you'll come in and you'll revenge kill things with Dugtrio. You'll just Earthquake it or something, and then your opponent will bring something in. It won't be faster than Dugtrio, but you know you can't OKO it. So you just set up the rocks because that'll just it leaves Dugtrio's mark. You know, in my opinion. I mean, but again, Reversal's a viable option as well with the Focus Sash. Yeah. You can do, like, a lot more damage.
If you already had your like a rocker on your team, you can just do Reversal or something else. We just didn't have Stealth Rocks too, so it's like, hey.
Yeah, we didn't have any entry hazards, and we're just like, yeah, let's just throw it on. Why not?
We didn't feel like it would work well on Heatran either. Because it was just like, what we're doing was just like essentially the offensive Heatran, not just like utility, or it was just meant to hit hard, really. We didn't want to, like, we'd rather have that extra coverage move over than a utility.
Yep. Exactly. So, I think the final member of this team is probably. It's something that Shamu and I both put together that isn't necessarily like the first choice of anybody. Even Sublime, when we showed him the team today, did not understand our reasoning.
Essentially, those first five were the team, and this one's just like, yeah, hey, here's another thing that's a throw at someone in case, like, our team fails. Kind of like, here's our
honestly,
last resort.
It's honestly just a filler. Because you can change it.
And we didn't
this slot is swappable by any means.
Yeah.
You can swap this spot.
Change it.
This spot, you can put anything you want in it almost. We did in this case, we did Buzzvole with max attack, max speed. We threw a Choice Scarf on it because Choice Scarf Buzzvole outruns a significant number of Pokemon other than Pheromosa and I believe a boosted Zerkatry or something like that. But is Choice Scarf, and he's actually got a deep move pool.
Actually,
I was very surprised.
Let me check that on Pheromosa, because with a Scarf, you have...
You don't outrun Pheromosa. Pheromosa's
438. You have 443.
No, you don't. Not with...
282. 282 times 1.5 is 443.
That's... No, bull. I don't believe you.
Because you had the 141.
No, it's 423.
What? Oh, it's 423. My bad.
It's 423.
I added 4 and 8 and got 4. I don't know.
Good numbers there, Shamu.
Yeah.
You're at 423. So you don't outrun like everything, but it's you outrun a good number of things. Also, nobody expects the choice scarf on Buzzwole.
No.
So right now, at least, it's one of those things that you can run without anybody really expecting it. So if you're looking for a surprise factor, Buzzwole is it right here. It does really well. It gets the attack boost, obviously, every time it makes a kill, from Beast Boost. And on top of that, so we were running Earthquake, Leech Life, Ice Punch, and Superpower. All these are great moves. And what my favorite thing is if you can get a bunch of Pokemon that can be OKO'd by Superpower, is you never actually feel that attack drop.
No, because it comes right back.
It comes right back after you do the KO. So
that's why we don't run Hammer Arm, because Hammer Arm would be way worse for us. Because we have this, it's like, essentially, you swap out Superpower or Hammer Arm depending on your set. For a Scarf, you run Superpower just because you don't want to lose that speed drop. If you're running just like a bulky set, like a Roost for attack,
I think people run it with the band as well.
Yeah, if you're banded, generally it wouldn't matter much. You just run, I think, Hammer Arm.
Yeah.
Or, well, that depends on what you're doing, really.
Yeah, you can still get away with Superpower.
Yeah.
But this was a lot of fun to play, I'm not going to lie. Using Ice Punch, using Leech Life, those were both really good things. And also, my favorite thing is, we were talking about Greninja and how you need to outspeed it, right? Nobody expected the Buzzwole to outspeed Greninja.
Oh yeah, that happened like two or three times, didn't it?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Nobody expects the Buzzwole to outrun the Greninja. And also, one of the other reasons to run, I think Sublime suggested we should have run Pheromosa over Buzzwole. And the thing that Buzzwole has over Pheromosa in this case is its defense is much, much higher. It's not as frail. Well, it's frail in the special defenses. If it takes a water shuriken from a Greninja, it's dead. Like, it's not doing too much there. But
and then again, Pheromosa does. I'm like, I didn't think about it earlier, but Pheromosa has like five or six moves that it runs. When Buzzwole has like at least double that. Because you have Thunder Punch option, you have the Hammer Arm.
Exactly.
Superpower switch up, there's Bulk Up, there's Roost, there's there's the very, I can't remember if it gets Focus Punch, but with like the very rare sub Focus. It does get Focus Punch.
It does get Focus Punch. You do see a lot of substitute actually with Buzzwole.
It's generally like a sub Roost, sub setup type thing. Yeah. Kind of generally what you see it as.
But again, nobody's expecting you to outrun anything with Buzzwole.
No,
so
they're just expecting like a bulkier mon, not a.
This definitely isn't. We made this. We're gonna do this podcast to be meta and explain to you the meta, and we're just like, this is how you break it. Here you go.
That's what I enjoy about games. Just figuring out.
Yeah,
how
no,
to
well,
break
that,
the
that's
game.
The fun, right? So I mean, a lot of people do have those questions, like, how do you get to the next level of competitive, right? Because they'll take the Smogon sets and everything. And they'll be like, oh, this is, I'm running the Smogon sets, but how do I get to the next step? It's things like this, Buzzwole, where you're running Choice Scarf.
Yeah, like, just on that note, like, I wouldn't say you should run gimmicks, but it's important to be able to have something that people won't be able to predict.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also,
I mean, that, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't call it
a gimmick, but, like, so much, like, we were talking about how we could do an episode on predictions. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have something that your opponent can't factor in, when they're trying to predict you, that gives you such a huge edge.
Yeah, Pokemon's a huge mind game, and unlike chess, where you know all of the pieces, you can make it such that you don't know all of the pieces.
No, like trying to acquire the pieces is part of the game. Like,
yeah,
you're collecting information as you play a game.
Yeah, and then also like I had the thought and I lost it. I had the thought.
Is it on the floor right in front of you?
No, there's a cat there.
I was going to make a comment about you and your cats, Jeremy, but I decided not to.
What was it?
Also,
it's knowing, like, what options are there. Like, for Buzzwole, hey, you should be aware that there's an option of having a scarf, there's this type of setup, there's this.
Just expanding things. I think, I don't want to go too much into this because we could do an entire show on it.
Fair, but most of it, it's like the random adamant scarf.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing. And it actually works pretty well. I tested it a little bit.
I've seen that. And I really do like that set.
It's fun.
I really do like that set. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. I mean, that's a team. So if you would like your team to be reviewed on a podcast like this on Battlecast, I should say. in the future, just send it in to pucklepodcast@gmail.com. Let us, of course, know what meta is for, and if you have any other comments about it, because I really do want to try to get into this and get into like the nitty gritty of people's teams. I'll definitely play them. I'll see what calcs we can do, what kind of benchmarks. If you have benchmarks that you made for EV spreads, please send them along as well.
Yeah, like any little info about the team. Like if you have certain, if you have something weird and random on there, just like maybe like an idea of what it's meant to do or something. That way we don't see it and just kind of like, what is this?
Exactly. I mean, it's just like a real rate my team on like a forum somewhere. You explain what your Pokemon do. But that way we can bring it on the show. You get featured. I would really like to do that in the future. And I know a lot of people are looking for something like that on the show. So please do that in the near future. I think that's where we're going to wrap it up today, though.
All right.
I think we did a fantastic show here today, guys. I think we're still in Lavender Town. So from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
And I'm Sublime.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it is closing time.
It's closing time.